tough to find the ideal environment to be a writer. Some of the time you might want to work in isolation. At other times you might crave a little peer interaction, a little feedback. It's rare for writers to be in a place where everything that feeds their art is close at hand. But Constance Hale has addressed the issue with the writer's retreat she's putting together for Camp Mokulea in early May. She's brought a variety of people together to create a convergence of creative energy, and she's inviting writers of all persuasions to take part. She joins us by phone. Good morning, Connie.
Hey, Chris.
How are you?
Fine, thank you.
You know, on one level, writing is a solitary occupation. Kind of has to be, right?
Exactly.
But not always. And when are the not always times?
Well, you know, it varies from writer to writer. A lot of writers are true introverts, and they don't thrive on interaction with other people, but many writers are extroverts, so we need to spend that time alone with the page and with our thoughts and riding the currents of our imagination, but we also need someone to read our stuff to. We need an audience. We want an audience, and sometimes we need support. You know, sometimes you write something and you're not sure if you're going in the right direction. It's really helpful to have folks around whom you can trust and whose opinions you trust, so it's really a mixed bag, and it's hard to live the writing life and get the balance right sometimes.
Yeah, you think of writers who somehow managed to thrive under all kinds of adverse conditions. You wonder how they did it. I'm thinking of Charles Dickens with his kids crawling all over him all day long, right? Churning out book after book. So had amazing powers of concentration.
Mm-hmm.
But there's that balance between the alone time. Sometimes when you're just alone with your work, you can get a little bit lost in the tall weeds, yeah?
You can. And, you know, one thing that's so wonderful about this writer's retreat is the beach is right there. I grew up on Mokulea Beach. So for me, there's nothing better for my imagination than just to walk down the beach, listen to the ocean. And there's something I often find that some of my best ideas, or sometimes when I get tangled into a knot, a little bit of movement, whether it be swimming or walking on the beach or taking a hike, releases that and undoes that knot for me. So it's one reason why I think this is such an ideal place to gather writers together. There are those times when you can be completely alone, or you can be alone with the Mother Ocean nearby, or you can hang out with some other writers.
Well, I like that you use that phrase, undoes the knot, because that is what happens when you're sort of alone with your text for too long.
I find with every time I write a book, I'll write, you know, I usually write 5 or 6 hours a day. I can't usually write, it's such an intense activity, I can't do more than that. But almost always the metaphors come to me when I'm swimming in the swimming pool right afterwards. You know, you can't sit at your desk and force a metaphor.
Yeah.
But sometimes if you just take a walk, go for a swim, everything starts moving and the imagination starts moving as well.
You know, I sometimes feel, Connie, as if it isn't that you're generating the ideas, it's that you're finding things that are somehow out there. Do you ever get that feeling?
Absolutely. Well, there's kind of two things. One is I think you open your pores a little bit the idea of this retreat in particular is to open your pores to nature and to let things come in. But you know, the imagination works in mysterious ways, and there are times when what you need to do more than anything else is prepare the ground and wait, or be receptive to or empty your mind, maybe is a better way of putting it. Just empty your mind of all kinds of trivial thoughts so that you're open to the magic of the imagination.
The trouble with emptying your mind is that I think some people might get a little panicky that it was never going to get filled again.
Well, we try. That's one of the other things about the retreat is we have workshop leaders and ways to kind of stimulate ideas and encourage the imagination.
Because an awful lot of it is really about the writer's confidence.
Mm-hmm.
Don't you think? I mean that. You know, that's really an intangible. I'm not sure how you generate that, you know, because...
It's such an interesting question, because I find that a lot of my favorite writers, particularly when I teach, are the people that have the most self-doubt.
Yeah.
So there's a very interesting relationship between self-doubt and confidence in writing. On the one hand, you need to have enough confidence in yourself and enough experience, in a way, to know when something is good, to recognize when something works. On the other hand, those people who are too facile or too confident, sometimes the writing lacks richness, so there's almost a kind of self-doubt that's necessary in order to mull over things in an interesting way or develop interesting thoughts or storylines or plots. At the same time, without confidence, the book doesn't get written.
I always feel that I want to feel a little bit of the struggle, or I want to feel that the writer has struggled a little bit. For me, one of my favorite writers is the humorist S.J. Perelman, who said, "Easy writing makes for difficult reading."
That's true. I think I agree, and I agree with you. You can you can tell when a writer has maybe mulled over things, or just. I also think you just need to work the text to a certain amount. I mean, any good writer works a lot on crafting sentences and choosing words. You don't just write it out and let it publish. You work it, and of course that's what we focus on this writing retreat, is that actually what is the writer's craft and how do you work the craft?
I find when I start working a text that I've written, it gets a lot shorter. You know, there's
that
old line, if I'd had more time, I could have written less, you know?
Well, you know, there's a famous quote about this. A lot of people attribute the quote to Mark Twain, and I actually did some research, and it's Blaise Pascal, who said in a letter to a friend, "I had hoped to write you a short letter, but lacking time, I wrote a long."
That's perfect. Connie, great to talk to you. Good luck with this workshop.
Likewise, Chris. Thanks so much for your support.
My pleasure. Constance Hale is a writer who's the author of Sin and Syntax and Vex, Hex, Smash, Smooch, among other works. She's the guiding spirit behind Mokulia Writers Retreat, runs from May 4th to 9th, and is enrolling writers now. Details are at hpr2.org.